The business unit writes around, $6 or $7 million in GCI. Don't quote me on that, but around that, based on REB's figures. Can I ask you, what are the top five things that you personally focus on in the working week?
So the first thing that I focus on is contacting all of the vendors. So every Monday, I speak to all the vendors, lock-in, styling, maintenance, just advise them what time we'll be at the houses, who will be coming, what days. Secondly, I check all the open homes, make sure that they're all locked in, the vendors have approved them all, they're all online. Thirdly is our goals and targets. So this isn't in any particular order, this is just the top five things. So our goals and targets, which we're very particular about, we set them and we talk about them every day. So we set them on a Monday. And then the fifth one is communication with the team. We meet every single morning for 15 minutes without Alex, if he's not here, if he's at an appointment. We still have a meeting and talk about what's going to happen that day, which is really, really important.
Okay, so there's a team meeting every morning at what time? 8:30 or
8 a.m. every day.
8 a.m. Every day for 15 minutes, where you talk about what people are doing that day, is it?
That's right. We print the diary out. We go through it and say who's going to do that building inspection, who's going to run the marketing meeting, the photo shoots. I'm going to meet with a vendor. Alex has an appraisal. Is the kit ready? What else does he need? So we just run through it behind the scenes and make sure that Alex has everything he needs for the day before he's in usually about 7:15, 7:30, but he doesn't usually need anything till about 8:30. So we've got his whole day set up for him by 8:30. Everybody knows where they have to be and what they have to do. So there's no crossing over.
So describe, like, once a property is listed, so once Alex lists a property at a listing presentation, what's the process after that?
So he'll bring the agency agreement back to the office. He'll give that to me and I'll double check it, send it back to the client with their marketing. We, most of the time, will say to the vendors, Alex will then take over again. You'll meet Alex once the for sale board goes up. They're not expecting to see Alex or hear from Alex again until the marketing is approved. They're in my hands until then. And Alex tells them that when they're signing up with him. So I take over, introduce myself, jump in the car, go and meet them, work out what needs to be done at the house. Every single one of our listings either has painting, carpet, gardening, styling. There's a whole list of things, window cleaning, anything, and I take care of that for the vendors. Once all of that is done, I'll book in the photos, I'll attend the photo shoot, do absolutely everything for the vendor. Then I hand the file back to Alex once it's about to go live on the internet and the board goes up. And he takes over the sale process.
Okay, and when do you get involved again?
So I'll speak to the vendors twice a week when the property is on the market, just to confirm on a Wednesday night and a Friday night about the opens, if it's going to rain, leave the towels out. Do all of that so they still hear from me, and I'll also book in the cleaners, any maintenance they need. But they'll then come back to me once the property has exchanged. So Alex will say, Prue, you're in Prue's hands again now until the property settles.
Okay, so it must get it must get manic. I mean, how many open houses have you got at the moment, like on a, you know, on the weekend?
We've got about 35 this Saturday.
35. Okay, so it gets absolutely manic. 35. I'd love to ask you, like, some of your biggest tips on time management.
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information so they can design their own personal system to success. The Real Estate Gym doors are closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next opening. Just go to realestategym.com.au.